This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Hasan Minhaj.
It's my last night as guest host. It's over. I stripped the bed and I left the sheets on top of the washer and dryer. Now give me back my deposit, Comedy Central. But first, we got a show to do. So let's get into headlines. Now, as I said, this is my last night here. But as an Indian and as an American, I can't leave without shitting on the United Kingdom. So let's talk about the latest drama in the royal family. Because apparently, Prince Andrew is pissed that his brother, King Charles, is trying to move him out of his 30-room mansion and into the tiny 10-room Frogmore cottage. First of all, I get why he's upset that, because that's barely enough space for a teenage sex dungeon. But second, why are you complaining? Your house has a name. Any house with a name is next level. My house just has a number like a peasant. Moving on. According to a new survey, the average Tooth Fairy payout has now hit a record $6.23 per tooth, which is insane. Poor Nick Cannon's gonna be broke by the end of this month. Okay? As a parent, I want to know how other dads feel about this, which is why I turned to fellow dad, Roy Wood Jr. Roy Wood Jr., everyone.
Hello, fellow dad.
How are you?
I am dad, you are dad.
Roy. Look, this is important.
I know.
Thank you. I know your son is getting to tooth-losing age.
Yeah, they're getting jiggly.
Yeah. Is he getting that sweet $6 from the Tooth Fairy?
Hell no. I did the responsible thing with my boy, and I told him that the Tooth Fairy is dead.
Wait, what? You told him the Tooth Fairy is dead? She's dead?
She dead. She gone. She tripped over my son's toys. He'd be laying all over the house. She stepped on the toy, broke her neck, and choked to death on her own tongue.
Why would you say that to your own kid?
Well, he's got to put his damn toys up now. I bet you he will now. Look, isn't it like... I'm tired of him not cleaning up, and I'm tired of buying into this system, man. Listen to us. We're paying our kids just for losing teeth. And what are they learning from that? What are they learning? All your kids learn is that they can sell their body parts for money. No wonder I spent my whole 20s selling plasma, selling blood, selling sperm, selling bone marrow, dropped off a kidney. All the Tooth Fairy did was teach me how to treat my body like a garage sale.
Wait. But losing a tooth is a big moment. He should get something.
He is getting something. something. He getting a new tooth. That's the prize. You get to keep chewing. And let's just be real, Hassan, where does it end? Lose a tooth, $6. Oh, you got your first zit. Here's $10. Oh, your body keep changing. I'm gonna have to keep tipping this little motherfucker for growing hair on his back. No. He gets one present a year. His birthday, that's it.
Okay, well, what about one Christmas, present. Right?
Wait, what?
Christmas.
Man, Santa dead too. I told my son that Santa Claus died from too much screen time on the iPad.
Okay, wait. Listen, man, for your son's sake, man, just... Here, just give this to Henry. Tell us from Uncle Hassan, okay?
He lost two teeth.
All right. Roy Wood Jr., everybody. He just...
I know you got it on.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about the golden age of grifting, so don't go away. I don't know if I...
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Over the past couple of years, I've been noticing something. Do you guys feel like scam artists are everywhere? Yeah. Right? You obviously heard about FTX, right? Yeah. The cryptocurrency exchange that lost $8 billion of investor deposits based on the reputation of this electrocuted 9-year-old. Yeah. It was insane. But you know what was crazier? The people who helped him do it.
I'm excited to be partnering with FTX to help make crypto accessible for everyone. I'm all in. Are you?
With FTX, I have everything I need to buy, sell, and trade crypto safely.
I'm trading crypto. FTX is the safest and easiest way to buy and sell crypto. It's the best way to get in the game.
If there's ever a place I could be that I'm not going to get in trouble, it's going to be at FTX.
Wow, Kevin. That prediction aged so poorly, Leonardo DiCaprio just broke up with it. So obviously FTX is old news, but when the new CEO, John Wright, took over the company, he looked at the books and he said one thing that I cannot forget. He said that he has never seen a group of such inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised group of individuals. This dude said that the situation was, quote, unprecedented, and he oversaw the bankruptcy of Enron. Okay? That's like if your doctor told you he had the weirdest penis he had ever seen, and then you found out his other patient was Rudy Giuliani. Now, a lot of people have said we are living in the golden age of grifting. There's articles everywhere about it. But it's not the golden age of grifting, because that makes it sound smart and sophisticated. The truth is, the grifters of our age are f***ing morons. Just absolute dipshits. Soft brain Neanderthals. And that's the part that bothers me so much. I have friends that I grew up with that got duped by these clout-chasing sociopaths. That's why we need to know why it's gotten so stupid so we never get back here. Let's talk about the golden age of dipshittery in our latest installment of Long Story Short. Do you guys remember the 08 financial crisis?
Yes,
it was so complicated. Remember The Big Short? What the hell is a credit default swap? I have no idea. Margot Robbie explained it to me naked in a bathtub, and I still don't get it. But the scandals today, oh, they're truly idiotic. Take Coinbase, okay? Very legit app. I have it on my phone. But it was recently at the center of the first crypto insider trading scandal. Now, you're probably thinking, wow, us in crypto. It's gotta be complicated, right? Wrong. According to the DOJ, here's how it worked. Right before Coinbase listed a new coin, this dork who worked at Coinbase would text his little brother to tell him to buy that coin. And at one point, they just texted the dollar sign and eyes emoji. You know, the universal symbol for insider trading. Just zero subtlety. Now, it gets even dumber. When Coinbase caught him and tried to bring him in, Ishan emailed his coworkers that he would be, quote, out indefinitely because he had to fly back to India overnight. Ishan, you f***ing dumbass. You're fleeing the country. You don't ping HR on Slack. Just, hey, Carol, running from the law, just looping you in. I'm just bumping this for visibility. Thanks. Now, obviously, crypto is full of idiots, but this dipshit grifting, oh, it's f***ing everywhere. So don't feel bad if you've been duped. Even JP Morgan got swindled. Take the case of Charlie Javis, okay? She founded a startup called Frank, and she claimed to have a user base of almost 4 million customers. And in 2021, JP Morgan bought her company for $175 million. She was in Forbes. She was the future. But now, JP Morgan is suing her because it looks like those 4 million customers she had, oh, she made them up. Almost all of them were fake. And do you know how JP Morgan found out they were fake? After they bought the company, which is f-ing stupid, they emailed the list, and then 70% of the emails bounced back. That's right. The person who blew the lid off this intricate plot was Mailer Demon. What the f*** is going on? I think there are three factors, okay? Number one, millennials have 3 times less money than boomers did at the same age. So we have this feeling as millennials where we want to catch up. Pay for that marriage, that mortgage. We feel behind the game, we gotta catch up fast. Now, Gen X, they're behind too, but who gives a shit about them? They have Nirvana. Number two, 0% interest rates plus multiple COVID stimulus bills pumped a huge amount of money into the system. And the third reason there's more grifts than ever might be the most important detail, social media. From the moment you wake up and you pull out your phone, these grifters have root access to your brain. And it's never been easier for total idiots to pass themselves off as stock market gurus to millions of people. And there is no idiot more total than this guy.
My name is Tommy. I am from Tel Aviv, Israel. Now I live in Beverly Hills, California. Last year, I turned $3,000 into $4 million.
We used to be broke!
I am a stock trader.
MEIP, holy shit.
And I'm also the number 61 DJ on the planet.
This is Tom. Tommy Cooperman, AKA the number one 61 DJ on the planet. But he's hoping to drop down to 69 so he can go by DJ Noise. Tommy and his friends promoted themselves on Twitter as financial gurus. Follow them and you could be a baller. And they amassed huge followings because they look really cool, right? Especially the guy doing this. Yeah, dude. But I want to talk about this guy with a Photoshop head of Zach Morris. Now, in reality, that's Edward Constantine. Edward loves to go on Twitter and show off his cars, his shoes, and his scooters. That's right, ladies. Scooters. Edward loves scooters. He rides them all the time while being really cool.
A lot of people are looking at me and they're like, damn, that dude is so cool. And do I blame him? No, because I am pretty cool. I'm making $100,000. I don't know what the you do with your life. Evaluate it, change the things around. Maybe get rid of your wife, your kids, or whatever's holding you back. So, yeah, guys, just, you can do it too. Just get a bike and start making $100,000 a day.
I can honestly say I have never prayed harder for a car door to open. Okay. The question was, how were these guys getting so rich from trading stocks? And the suspicion was they were running a pump and dump scam. That's when you buy a stock, you hype it up to your followers so they buy it, which pushes the price up, then you secretly sell your stock, and then innocent people get left holding the bag. And you would think they would hide the evidence, right? Nope. Eddie would regularly post pictures like this. Or he would regularly tweet that he loved pumping and dumping. And then posted a photo of him and his friend flipping off the SEC. Yeah, bro. And it went on like that until the SEC said, no. You.
New this morning, an alleged $114 million fraud scheme involving self-proclaimed stock market influencers. The SEC and DOJ are charging 8 social media influencers in the so-called pump and dump plan.
Prosecutors have a secretly recorded voice chat where the influencers even brag about the alleged scheme, saying, quote, "We're robbing f***ing idiots of their money."
Oh my God. These mouth-breathing morons snitched on themselves. Oh, no, bro. Now, I gotta give props to the SEC. They're clearly starting to send a signal to all grifters that it's 2023 and the party's over. Last year, the SEC collected a record $6.4 billion in penalties with no sign of slowing down. Now, who knows if these guys are gonna go to jail, but the SEC is making an example out of them and it's working. After the SEC charged them, all of them stopped tweeting or deleted their accounts. Although scooter douche Edward Constantine left us with one epic final tweet. I love my homies on here. The rest of you can keep swinging on my nuts. Okay. I have to admit, that is kind of funny. just swinging on the, you know, it's funny. Okay, it's funny. But one of the top responses to that tweet is not funny. And it reminds me of the people that I know that also got duped. One of the top responses, this dude writes, "Shame on me. I used to defend these guys, thinking that they were gonna help me pay off my wife's medical bills after her fighting breast cancer. I know I'm the one that clicked the buy button, but damn, I lost a ton of money following their trades. This is the true damage of the grift. This is why there needs to be consequences. And the good news is, there can be. If you think someone is running a scam on Twitter or TikTok, be a snitch." Yes, Hasan Minhaj is saying, snitch, I am pro snitching. The SEC has a website. to submit tips anonymously. You can go to this website and snitch on dipshit grifters. So long story short, start calling these motherfuckers out. Dropkick them with cold, hard consequences. Because if you're not, in the words of the great scooter philosopher, I don't know what the f*** you're doing with your life. When we come back, I'll talk to one of those people who is plugging FTX. You don't want to miss it.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Shark Tank investor and a venture capitalist. Please welcome Kevin O'Leary. There we go. I see you. Kevin O'Leary, ladies and gentlemen. They know you. Nice to see you.
You too.
What's happening?
Well, I'm just grifting through town.
Man, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I want to say this first and foremost. I always give people their flowers. So I want to say, me and my dad love you on Shark Tank.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Shark Tank is one of those shows a family can sit down, we can watch it together, we can cosplay as entrepreneurs, and vicariously live through a fun piece of unscripted, semi-reality content. So thank you for giving us that.
Thank
and it's 14
you.
Seasons, right?
14.
Okay.
But the truth is, we don't script anything because we see them the same time you do. We had no idea it would blow up this way. I mean,
right.
It's a remarkable platform.
Yes.
And it supports American entrepreneurship. What's wrong with that?
It's amazing. Yeah. Now, you have been making your rounds. We were speaking backstage. Just to give everyone context, obviously we're talking about crypto, FTX. You've been making the rounds, testifying before Congress, going on Squawk Box 78 times. And everybody's asking you about, you know, your endorsement of FTX, the $15 million bag. But nobody's asking you, how you doing? How are you feeling?
Well, let's just get the numbers right. It was $18 million.
18. Okay.
And it's all gone, and I get it, but you've got to understand something about venture investing. FTX was nothing but a startup, okay?
Right.
Basically 18 months old, that's it. And in venture—
Wait, but can you take me through the relationship timeline of you and electrocuted—
How long did you got?
We can run it. I told you, I was like, let's do it.
So
because just for context, at first, You've been on Squawk Box. You've been on programs, yeah. And you're like, Bitcoin is dog shit. This is awful.
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah. I think I did say that. Because at that time, the regulator was very, very negative.
Yes.
And then countries like Canada, Switzerland, United Emirates, France, England, Australia, they opened up.
Yep.
And if you're an investor like me, I invest internationally, I started to allocate to it.
Right. And then you start thinking, you go, look, you know, SBF, it's starting to open up internationally. It's becoming more regulated in Switzerland and other countries. And so, you know, clearly this guy who's running this Bahamian orgy is running a responsible operation.
So
how did he get in your DMs? How did he penetrate that heart?
So obviously at a time in 2021 when FTX was out financing, doing rounds at a $23 billion valuation, mm-hmm. That was the hottest deal on the street. If you look at the people that invested in that, it's the who's who of venture capital.
Dude, I was pissed that I wasn't asked.
Yeah.
I look at that role and it's like Shaquille O'Neal, like Steph Curry, Tom Brady.
Well, that's
how you know I haven't made it.
Well,
let me in, baby. Let me get that call. My agent called me.
Maybe you're lucky you didn't get that call.
Okay.
Think of it that way.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, when you invest in any startup, and this includes FTX and plenty of others, 8 out of 10 times you lose your money since 1954 when they started compiling these stats. Sure. Now, sometimes it's alleged fraud, sometimes bad execution, sometimes bad market, sometimes bad product. But for whatever reason, 8 out of 10 times you lose money.
Right.
So the people that invested in FTX, people are asking me, well, isn't this going to change investing forever? No. Nothing's going to change.
Sure. Yeah, because
we're gunning for that 2 times where we make 1,000x on our money.
Right.
The next morning after I lost that $18 million, yes, I was pissed, okay? But it didn't change anything about what I do as an investor. I get right up and I go at it again because if every time I had a loser investment, I had to go to Congress, I'd need an apartment there.
Right.
I mean, we lose a lot of deals, but every once in a while, I get a monster hit and it pays for all the mistakes. FTX is in the past for me. Too bad. I feel sick about it. We all look like idiots.
Right.
But we got to move on. We have to fund the next venture. We have to fund the next entrepreneur.
But how did he penetrate? You didn't answer the question. How did he get? I got the 5 talking points, but how did he just? How did he slide in the DMs? I know you're recording this, it's all good. How did he slide in the DMs of your heart? Come on.
So, the way
Because I've worked, gotten the call.
Remember,
I've gotten the call.
I'm in 2 places on this.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a paid spokesperson, yes.
Yes.
But I was also an investor. I took millions of dollars and invested them in FTX International and US.
Right.
So, I'm getting squeezed on both sides on this point. At the end of the day, the way I look at it is, okay, I have an agent. He gets contacted and says, look, do you want to be a paid spokesperson for this? I said, I'm interested in crypto. What do we know about this company?
Yeah.
We know that it's got the biggest investor list I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. But then you reply all to, like, Kevin O'Leary, all agents at CAA.com, and you go, I've said that this is dog shit. Reply. And then you send.
No, I didn't
And then
say
they
that.
Go, Kevin, comma, enter.
That's not how it goes down. The way this works is you go back and say, okay, $1.8 billion raised. Who's in the raise?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did the due diligence? Plenty of them did.
And it's the heavy hitters.
Huge hitters.
Hitters.
But we all know each other. We're in the private equity business. And I said, okay, somebody dillied this thing,
Mm-hmm.
And the parents were compliance lawyers out of Stanford. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's a very unfortunate outcome, and everybody looks stupid.
Because you do your due diligence. I've seen you. You are a savage. Obviously, SBF and FTX, your boy, has lost $8 billion of investor funds, and clearly, from the reports, no one did their due diligence. So I'm asking you, on behalf of The Daily Show, will you fly to Palo Alto, where he's on house arrest, and spray this down? And hit him with a cattle prod. Enough of the 40 appearances. Enough of the 4-minute segments on Squawk Box. Let's take a Southwest flight tonight. Layover in Chicago. It's on me. We land SFO. My dad will pick us up, and we will go to SBF?
I think that's a little extreme.
Okay.
just a little. I mean, look, at the end of the day, think about this.
At the end of the day, a lot of people lost money. Retail got fleeced. That's what happened at the end of the day.
Okay, did Lehman Brothers change anything? No. Enron? No. Bear Stearns? No. Long-term capital? No. There's always going to be the bad actors.
Sure.
This is capitalism, and every once in a while, there's a bad actor. You just went through a whole, you know, litany of them.
Right.
And the system self-corrects. If you do bad things, shit happens to you. Bad shit. And I think that's okay. That's our system. The whole idea is you can make money without being a fraudster. This is a great country. You can be an entrepreneur. You can start a company with a great product and become a multimillionaire. That's the path that people take 99% of the time. And we should celebrate that.
Okay.
This comes along, you know, alleged fraud like this, it's going to go through the system. Hopefully, we're going to get a huge recovery for everybody that lost their money. Already, the rumors are we're at 6 out of 8 billion. They found that, 6.1 billion. Who knows what else will be coming? I want to help everybody on this situation, but I've moved on, and so has everybody else.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I have a theory. So, in corporate America, I see a lot of urban professional elites with LinkedIn accounts here in the crowd tonight. In corporate America, they have a thing called CYA, cover your ass. And I think, Mr. O'Leary, you're making the 70 appearances right now and testifying before Congress to let people know, hey, HR, something f***ed up happened. Someone burned down the house while mom and dad left. But you kind of were a part of the arson to begin with.
Well, let me correct you on that for a moment, okay?
Okay.
During the period when everybody was trying to get allocation to FTX, particularly FTX US, hottest deal on the street in 2021, I got countless calls from people saying, let me in on your allocation, you owe me, we've done business together. I said, guys, it's a startup. It's a big one, it's a $23 billion startup, but it's a startup. If I'm going to take this ride, I'll do it with my own dough. I'm not going to put anybody else's money into it.
Okay.
Nobody lost money on that deal in terms of investing on it except me.
Okay.
So I don't have the problem where I owe somebody, you know, an apology for investing beside me. I owe everybody and all of us involved owe an apology for not knowing it was an alleged fraud. But, you know, this happens from time to time. But in my mind, I can go to sleep every night knowing that it was my money, I lost it, I ate it, shame on me, but doesn't change what I do in the morning. I'm a very fortunate guy. I can take huge hits, and I move on, and I keep going. That is the essence of entrepreneurship.
Totally.
You're going to get kicked to the ground once in a while.
And
this was a big kick in the where it hurts.
Right.
As somebody said to me, the one I remember the most, you know, the economist on CNBC said to me, we came out of the green room after I'd had one of those countless, you know, presentations on there about it.
Right.
And he said, Kevin, $18 million, that's a lot of guitars. And he's right.
Yeah, you love guitars. He loves guitars, just for, he's telling a story that's not great because you have to set up the premise for the punchline. This is my comedy Shark Tank.
I love the story.
Okay, listen, here's what has to happen. You have to be able to expose your position. When you say you lost money, the only way for us to truly know is if a forensic accountant comes in.
You want
the full transparency.
Everybody, you don't understand. Everybody has.
So you got the 18 mil. Look, me and you, we're in Hollywood, not these regular normies. So let's have the big boy talk. I want to have the talk. So out of the 18 mil. Well, wait, hang on. Let me get him in on it. So out of the 18 mil, you guys don't know this. There's agents, managers, business managers,
and the IRS.
All of them. FICA. FICA. They FICA you all day.
I did not say that.
But out of that 18 mil, my man probably saw, let's go 6 to 7. Now, that's just straight cash. But we don't know. Some of it could be USD. Some of it could be some of that sweet, sweet equity position. But we won't know until a forensic accountant comes in.
And we want that.
I have a hunch.
Yeah.
I think you didn't lose a whole lot of the shirt off your back, but retail did.
All of my money on the comp, just so you understand this, by the contract was in an FTX account. So 18 comes in, as you correct, about half of it pays taxes and agents and the unions and all that stuff. Sure. The rest goes into the account. And on Saturday morning, November 10th, it was scraped out along with all the trading records. Everybody there, including me, does not know where that money is, or do they have the trading records. Do I want to hire a forensic accountant? Absolutely. I've disclosed I had 32 positions. It wasn't cash, it was crypto and all kinds of coins and tokens. And so they're all gone, and I would like to find out where they are. So would another million people.
But it was also house money. That's the key difference.
How do you say that?
You're playing off of cake. What's coming to you? Hey, we're giving you a big head start.
The million cash I put into the equity.
Sure.
That's not a million cash?
That's a million cash. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've lost 1 million USD. You know, you've lost 1 million USD personal.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually more. It was, I think, 1.25 million.
Okay, so the only way
and
we can truly...
Tell you,
but you're making that heuristic. You're making that heuristic based off of that 6.6 to 7 million coming in. Look, we're going to do math all day.
I get paid for a lot of things.
The only way we can really come to the conclusion of this is if we do the old rule when you're sexting a partner. I'll show you yours if you show me... That's the only way. We don't need to dance around it. It's fine.
My whole deal is I've been totally transparent with it. The reason I've gone on and talked about it openly is I think we can all learn a lesson from this. And I'm teaching this case at Harvard, actually. I think there's a lot to learn from it because it's a great example of when you do portfolio work, when you put big money to work, you've got to know you're never safe. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And this case is crazy. We haven't even seen the end of this yet. We don't know what's going to happen. The records are supposedly backed up on the Amazon servers, and no one's seen them yet. I don't know where that money went. I'd like to find out. And that's the same question every institution has. I'm one of the only institutions walking around talking about it, but so what? It's a horrible outcome. It's a bad investment. I've made bad ones in the past. I'm going to make bad ones in the future, but I'm pretty good at good ones as well. So that's the way it works.
I hear you. And I think there's a detail that you need to add to your Harvard class, which is, and all the other
Maybe
places
I
that you go.
Maybe I should bring you with me.
Sure. I'll pull up.
I mean,
if Kim Kardashian can pull up, I'll pull up. Now listen, wait, Kevin, let me just finish. I will pull up. I will sincerely pull
up. Why not?
Okay. Here's the thing. When you go on The Daily Show right now, or when you go on our friend Aaron Ross Sorkin's show, right?
Yeah.
When you say 80% of these companies fail,
that is
correct. And let's say it's even more. Let's say it's 90%.
No, it isn't. It's 80.
Yeah.
The stats have been around since 1954.
But what you're not accounting for is you're speaking to the upper 1% that can lose that money. Everybody else that's listening should probably just put their money in ETF, set it aside, go to sleep, wake up 30 years later. But you're not disclosing that. You're not disclosing, once again, your position, how much you've been personally paid up front.
I did. I told exactly what
No, not about FTX, in general, with the myriad of companies that you're
promoting. Oh, I see.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Guess what? I'm a capitalist. I'm an investor. That's what I do. I'm ashamed of it. I love to do what I do. I help all kinds of entrepreneurs, and I'm proud of that. We don't make money all the time is the point I'm trying to make. When you invest, you take risks. And that's why you need diversity. You need a lot of stocks. ETF's a good idea, has a lot of stocks, whatever. At the end of the day,
but it's not a whatever. That position, doing that, putting your money in an SPY, S&P 500 for 30 years, is going to benefit 95% of the population. And the key problem is people turn to you, people like Kevin O'Leary, Mark Cuban, because they see you very differently than, say, Larry David.
But we take different...
Or Shaquille O'Neal, or all the other people that were in the FTX commercial.
Well,
Mr. Wonderful says it's a good position. In reality, every time you go on Squawk Box,
crypto positions. I talk about platforms and diversity. I didn't do commercials, and I never would, because I don't advocate single products.
You don't do commercials. I mean, you're on every third commercial during the commercial breaks of Shark Tank.
You're talking about FTX though, right? You're talking about FTX.
I'm not talking about FTX. I'm saying in general.
Oh,
yeah.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes.
I guess my answer
is, if you go to your YouTube channel, just on your YouTube channel, the fourth or fifth video on your YouTube channel is this the bottom of the market? Do you know what that's signaling to retail investors? It's signaling them to either pop in or pop out. When in reality, you should just go, hey, real talk. You should have one class at Harvard. It should be 10 minutes. Listen to me right now. Listen to me. Put your money in Vanguard Portfolio, VTSAX, or S&P 500. Maybe do a bond position right now because it's giving you 4%. Set it aside and turn off Squawk Box. Actually, don't even listen to what I have to say.
You're being tough on Squawk Box. They do a service. People are interested. Listen, I understand indexing. That's great. I do that too. But if you want extraordinary returns, you got to take risks on entrepreneurs. You have to back people that don't know their outcomes.
Right, so then your podcast and TV show
if you had a chance to invest in Google when its valuation was $5 million, do you wish you did that?
Sure. Yes. But hindsight is 2020 always, and you will lose that way.
Why would you lose that way?
You can lose 95% of the time that way, trying to pick stocks. So? Kevin, you know this. Even the great Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, the goats of capitalism, even they say, now, these geriatric coffin dodgers, now, at their shareholders meeting, go, listen to me, if I could do it all over again,
No.
I would just put it in an index
fund and
tuck it away. And we'll play the clip. Kevin, it's on YouTube. Listen, let's not do this. Can I ask you just a question? We can do back and forth. I just want to ask you this, because I mean this sincerely. I've been trying to crack this. Are you a great investor or are you a great spokesperson? Because I think you're the latter.
Okay, I don't agree with you. Let me tell you what's happened over the last 10 years. The ability to tell a company's story, to get people to understand what their mission is and the benefit of their product is highly valuable. Very. Because there's a million stories out there, and the biggest problem every company has, including giant S&P companies, is how do they get customer acquisition? How do they acquire customers? 8 out of 10 companies fail in America after 36 months because they're never able to get their customer acquisition costs below the lifetime value.
Right.
That's where I change the equation. If I invest in your company, I tell your story. That's what my job is to do. Yes, I take risk. I'm fortunate to have money to invest, but I get behind it and tell the story. And that's what we do on Shark Tank. Why are Shark Tank companies so successful? Why do so many more of them make money than the traditional 8 out of 10? Because we tell their story to 100 million people every year. That's the magic sauce. So I think I'm a great investor by being able to be a great storyteller too. People need to know what the product does, what the merits of it are. That's why they try it. That's why it's important to tell these stories. You talk to any shark.
Do you feel guilty? I hear what you're saying. So tell me, you know, because I go to couples therapy. Let me tell you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I mean this sincerely. Yeah. Tell me if what I'm telling you is right or wrong. What I hear you're saying is, no, Hassan, I disagree with you. I think I am a great investor and a great spokesperson. That you do both. That if I see something, a seed of a good idea in your company, I'm great at communication. I'm good at the micro content.
Both are true.
I can communicate those things. Okay. So then I would imagine you would feel some level of guilt when some of the companies that you are promoting end up leaving retail investors holding the bag, where you're like, damn, no. I promoted
now, this is where I disagree with you. Here's why. You know with certainty in venture investing, investing in startups, since the beginning of time, 8 out of 10 are going to fail. I know that, you know that, and the whole world knows that because those are the stats. There's nothing you can do to change
that. But the system of you going on these shows, Squawk Box is financial FOMO. The graphs, the ticker, but guys are swinging kettlebells in Greenwich. Do I got to get in now or later? You know this. Breaking news, get in now.
Like...
DoorDash, IPO. Do I get in now, later? Again, it's that FOMO. I got to get in now.
I think what you're missing,
philosophically
what you're
disagree,
missing in
that's
your messaging
all.
Is,
sure.
And I would agree with you on this, and I think if you're going to promote the idea of investing, you should also promote the idea of diversity, diversification.
Sure.
You can't put it all in any one position or any one institution.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when there's going to be an ex Lehman Brothers or a Bear Stearns or when a stock goes to zero.
Right.
By the way, big companies go to zero, too. They
sure.
do.
Oh, yeah.
And so that happens. So if you have diversification, and I learned this from my mother, never more than 20% in any one sector. We have 11 sectors in the American economy. Never more than 5% in any one stock. That is the definition of diversity. And that's what I do with my own portfolio. That's how you stay out of trouble.
Okay. You've obviously...
You would agree with that.
Sure. Sure.
These I rest all... my case, Your Honor.
Yeah. Wait a second. But when you are going on a 6-minute segment, if you did this, if you pulled up on your next Squawk Box segment and said that, amazing.
I do say
but
that.
But you don't. You give
well,
hot
you
picks.
Must be not, you're not watching the right segments.
I've seen you do 40 of them. You're putting up shots, my man, and some of them are just air balls. Now, listen, if you are a great investor, let me ask you this.
I'm proud of my track record.
Why are you on Cameo?
I love Cameo.
Are great
Cameo.
Investors on Cameo?
I love
put up the graphic.
Cameo.
That's I, put
I
up
love
the graphic.
Cameo.
You can book a personalized video for $1,500.
Yep.
You can book a business video. I don't even know what
do
that
you know
is
why I
for
do
$6,500.
Do you understand why? Because this helps entrepreneurs launch their products and services. 99% of my Cameos is a business that can't afford to go to an agent and pay $500,000. This is fantastic. What they've done, my biggest mistake on Cameo was not to take down 20% of the stock when it was offered to me.
Okay.
I should have bought 20%. It was really a fantastic idea.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm an advocate and I'm going to keep doing it. And people book them because it helps them. I'll do anything to help an entrepreneur. That's who I am.
Let me ask just a few sub questions. First of all, Cameo is.
Oh, these haven't been tough questions?
No. Sub questions.
Okay.
First of all, Cameo is absolute dog shit. It's a way for Rachel Dolezal to wish you happy birthday. I'm not joking. Number two, do you think big boy investors do Cameos? Do you think Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger tap dance for $6,500? Nassim Taleb is out here doing a business video.
They are not venture investors. They don't start up entrepreneurs.
Do you need the $1,500 or $6,500? Do you need any of it?
Listen, I spend plenty of dollars doing what I do, and I give to all kinds of philanthropic enterprises.
This is not about charity. I'm talking about the actual qualitative. The quality of that work.
I do that work because people tell me, and they have for years doing it, this has really helped me.
Okay.
I'm happy to do it. Read the comments. I mean, if you want to be a critic, go ahead, but read the comments.
I mean,
that's the real test.
The comment of a person asking for a $1,500 or $6,500.
People actually use them.
Okay, sure.
I don't do many $1,500 ones.
They're all the $6,500 ones?
Unfortunately, I'm a little... Because if you're a business and you want to use it, you got to pay the
rights. I feel very sorry for those people.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to charge you $1,200 for yours. I'm going to give you a discount.
Okay. I'm not going to do that.
I get it. It's hard to rattle me on things I know that work, you know?
I mean, the Cameo thing is really bad, man. It's a truly bad look.
I don't agree.
It's for grifters, sociopaths, sycophants, and O.J. Simpson. I mean, like, there's the people that are on Cameo.
You're a little negative on Cameo.
Oh, okay. Do you guys like Cameo? No, don't boo. I mean, I was just asking. Okay. Listen, this has been a...
Say something nice about small business here.
Let's do the small business. So we spoke backstage. He wants to plug the small business thing. But can I just say this one thing, and we'll plug the small business thing?
Yeah.
We're going to do this whole. This is all going to be online, so it's all good.
Got it.
So I think the reason why I'm very passionate about this is because I think there is an ecosystem of a lot of VC people and people with money going on these shows, giving advice to retail. And look, I think entertainment is important, but when Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith give their hot takes, it doesn't potentially affect people's 401ks or their bank account. When you give financial tips, it's like a doctor giving a diagnosis to a patient they can't even see. You don't know the number of people that you're inadvertently
or
advertently hurting.
Let me tell you why I disagree with you.
Go ahead.
Do you think I should go?
Just don't. That's all I'm saying. Be careful when you with people's bank accounts.
Everybody in the audience,
sure.
Do you think I should go to high schools as I do and talk to them about financial literacy and about credit card debt and about stocks and bonds? Is that a good thing to
do? Totally. You should give them J.L. Collins' book, The Simple Path to Wealth, and one of the addendums should be, turn off any program that I'm on. Besides Shark Tank.
Okay, so I'm very proud to be on Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is awesome. Season 14, it's awesome.
I teach high schoolers, and I teach graduate MIT engineers. Look, there is a you are allowed to have an opinion, and I'm glad you do, and it's sure. an important part of the dialogue and the discussion we're having here. But at the end of the day, the more people that understand the financial system in this country, the better this country is.
Okay.
Now, you may not agree on the message. That's okay. And that's the wonderful thing about this country. We can have this dialogue, and we don't have to agree. And I don't agree on half the stuff you're saying.
Okay.
But I respect the fact you have the opinion. That's good with me.
I appreciate
I'm
that.
Okay
and, I appreciate you
and
being respectful.
Way,
of, I really appreciate
no,
it. Do you want to do the small business thing?
Yeah,
I'll do my pitch, and then we'll wrap
okay.
it up.
Okay, let's do
go
it.
Ahead. So you wanted to talk about small business. Let's talk about that, and then we'll do my pitch to
let
you.
Me,
and we'll wrap
let
up.
Me tell you what we should be worried about in this country right now and a new ambassadorship that I have. Okay. I know you like to be critical, but I want to hear you criticize this one, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready? So everybody remembers PPP.
Yeah.
All of our companies.
You were scamming too?
No.
I mean, if you're doing the cameos,
no,
you never
no,
know.
I didn't do it.
You get a lot more than 6,500
from for the government. No, I didn't. That's fine. Anyways.
That is funny. You know it's funny.
All of marginal.
Because you could have gotten 30K
jokes.
Off that
you've
PPP.
Done better jokes than
okay.
that one. I'm going to give you a 4 out of 10. So, look. Let's get to
go,
the point
go.
Is the program was launched and all small companies used it. They went to their bank and got
yeah.
it. At the same time, another program was launched called the Employee Retention Credit. You've never heard of it, have you?
Have not.
Okay. Small business is really hurting now because rates have gone up so high on them. You know, people talk about 6% Fed rate. Small business is borrowing at 18% now.
Yeah.
They used to borrow at 9 or 7. So it's been hell for them for the last 2 years. The government has $250 billion sitting waiting for them to pick it up on their payroll because they forgot to go get it. It's sitting there. If you have a small business between 5 and 500 people, you can make up to $26,000 as a gift from the government towards your business one time. So if you have 50 employees, that's $500,000.
Right.
If you have 100 employees, that's $1.1 million. I'm pounding the drum everywhere I can to tell every company in America that qualifies, because you only have 23 more months to get it, go file. Go file
great.
For it.
Thank you for sharing that information.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I think that's a very important thing to do.
And so before we get out of here.
Tell me why that's a bad thing.
I'm not. I think you're sharing a very important piece of information.
Thank you.
In a not entertaining way, but it's important nonetheless. But it's important. It's important, and it's great.
How many people are entertained by $1.1 million cash?
There we go.
I'm entertained.
Yeah. Okay. I have Mr. O'Leary on the show. I got to pitch you.
Go ahead.
So here's my pitch.
I think it's going to go badly.
Yeah. Here's my pitch. Here's my pitch.
I mean,
okay.
I wonder why.
This is my pitch. I think you go on these shows. You are part of a system in the media, specifically financial hot take media, the CNBCs, the podcast appearances. People turn to you for financial advice. They ask you, how are the markets doing?
Yeah.
What's up? What's down? What are you into? You give your opinions because people turn to you because you're Mr. Wonderful. You obviously look like a successful entrepreneur and businessman. Advertently or inadvertently, you give people your opinion. People listen to that opinion and then make investment choices based on what they hear from you.
Do you think you create?
Let me just finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
You give those opinions. It creates potential chaos and risk at scale because it's on the internet. And then you face no downside consequences when those people get fleeced. That's not fair.
I totally disagree with you. Is this a pitch where I invest?
The second one. We haven't gotten to the
Oh, we haven't got that one yet.
Yeah.
So let me
yeah.
tell you
Hang on.
Why.
Wait. I got to get to the end.
Okay, well.
Now, the second part is, I've thought
is
to myself.
Is there a question in here somewhere?
It's not the end.
Okay.
The second part is, I've thought to myself, I go, hey, you've clearly made picks and taken some massive L's. So he either cares about it and feels very bad about it, which you may, or you know you're taking those L's. But if you keep the three-card Monty going and keep appearing on other shows and make other picks, you'll just bury the L's you had in the back. If you beat the algorithm, they can't even catch up to all the L's in the past. The problem is retail got left holding the bag a long time ago.
So L for loser?
Loser, yeah, or loss. So I think what you do is good. I think you are entertaining on Shark Tank. When you leave that environment and give financial advice, people, regular people, potentially get hurt. So I mean this humbly. This is my pitch to you. Yeah. I want to quote the great Laura Ingraham. I think you should focus on your strengths and shut up in Shark Tank.
No, you reversed that, right? You want me to, my strength is Shark Tank, you said, and you want me to shut up on financial literacy. Which one is
it? No, your strength is, so when, okay, so jokes are great when you have to explain them. No. So she told LeBron to shut up and dribble because dribbling is his strength, right? Okay. So I said Shark Tank is your strength.
Yes.
So then using that, you just carry that.
So my whole point is my actual daytime job is managing capital. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it for 30 years. Yeah. And, you know, it's a career I'm very proud of, and I'm proud of my reputation. I had some mistakes and losers and bad investments, just like everybody else does. But long term, the best way to do it is always tell the truth and you never have to remember what you said. Okay. And so everything I've told you is the truth. It's not all good news. And by the way, in investing, you are going to have some losers. You've learned that tonight, right?
Sure, of course.
And so I wish I could only have winners. I never will. And everybody that invests has learned, whether I'm involved in their lives or not, that there are losers in investing.
Yes.
That's what happens. But as you've suggested, the market does give you, on average, about a 9% return over a long period of time.
When it's an S&P 500, so the addendum is that you're in another tax bracket. Don't listen to what you're saying because you're bawling and you can take the losses. That's it. Perfect. Perfect. You can take the losses in retail camp. Mr. Kevin O'Leary, I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For joining the show. Yeah. And I want to say thank you for having this conversation and for us being respectful of one another. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Kevin O'Leary.
Thank you very much.
That was fun. Thank you, man. And I'll pull up to the class. I mean it. I'll pull up to the class.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's our show for tonight. And that's my time in the chair. But stay tuned, because your guest host for next week is going to be Marlon Wayans.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, The CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.